Welcome back. Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going to the Senate, and this time in Wisconsin. Ron Johnson put out a very intriguing little signal. I remember Ron Johnson. My name is Ron Johnson. I come from Wisconsin. I work for Moscow there. The guy who said he doesn't trust the CIA and the FBI. Trust Trump. Trump trusts Putin. Putin was KGB. No one believes that Ron Johnson is representing us. When he ran against Russ Feingold in 2010, he swore he'd only do two terms. Gave his word. 2016, when he beat Russ the second time, swore that he would only go one more term. He meant it. 12 years, that was it. Now he's sniffing. He's prowling around the state. Well, maybe the people need me. Well, he came out with an intriguing signal the other day. They asked him about it, and he said, my preference is not to run again. My preference is not to run again. There's a lot of code in politics. There's a lot of metaphor. There's a lot of strange things people say, and they mean something else, or they represent something else. My view of this is Johnson would give his right arm to be in the Senate another 6 years, but he's afraid he might lose because of what he's been doing with Trump and betraying the United States. And let me give you a couple of examples of manifestations of that. And these are, you know, they're anecdotal, straws in the wind, but they're there. There was a really terrific obituary, not that the person died, I feel badly about that, but a terrific obituary over the weekend. A woman passed away, an elderly woman. She was apparently a very gentle woman, didn't know or like anything about politics, wasn't sticking her nose in a lot of things. But apparently she got so angry at the end when Ron Johnson said that the January 6th insurrection was not armed and that the certification was fraudulent of the election. In her obituary, she demanded, and it was printed, when it came to contributions, it said contributions requested for whoever is the opponent of Ron Johnson. Now, this is a woman, you know, people listening to this show, this station, are up on issues. They're interested in issues. They know a little bit about politics. Most know quite a bit about politics. But for somebody who knows nothing about politics, doesn't care about politics, and has lived a life of other things with her family, to have in her obituary, demand in her obituary, that for contributions, she's requesting a contribution to the opponent of Ron Johnson, is extraordinary. That's extraordinary. That is penetrating. That is penetrating. So when Ron Johnson says my preference is not to run again, what that means is he's going around the state and he is running into anger and at best indifference. Anger and at best indifference. Remember, he got chewed out by a former chairman of the Brown County Republican Party last year, who called him up and said, look, you know, I'm a Republican, but I don't want a Democratic run election overturned like this and false statements of fraud. What are you doing? And Ron Johnson said to him, and the guy, the Brown County Republican guy, went on air and talked about this in interviews, said, look, I'll get killed by Trump's base if I don't do that. Basically, Ron Johnson saying, I don't believe it either, but Trump's base. And then he has sucked up to Trump's base. Well, when you go around, Trump's base is very lukewarm to people who only are for Trump and don't have independent charisma or ideas of their own. Like Josh Hawley and Tom Cotton in the straw poll at CPAC, I think one of them got 1%. Yeah, they mouthed the Trump line, but everybody knew they were just mouthing the Trump line. So Ron Johnson's not getting a lot of action out of the Trump base. But among independents and Democrats, there's outright hostility and contempt. It's very, very tough to run for the Senate, prowl around the state sniffing, and run into absolute disgust, at best indifference, and then among the Trump base, sort of a nod like, okay, you checked the box, but I don't really trust you either. I have a feeling that Ron Johnson may not run for re-election. I would not have said that 3 weeks ago. But the truth is that for him to run without a lot of enthusiasm, a lot of major donors are not going to donate to him because he questioned the election. They want the peaceful transfer of power. The business community does not want violence. They do not want QAnon. You cannot have capitalism with violence. You can not have democracy with violence, and you can't have capitalism without democracy. They understand that. It's pretty elementary. You know, this isn't Einstein, okay? It's very elementary. So suddenly he goes full frontal QAnon Trump position, even though he said privately he's only doing it to save his worthless derriere. And that is not a winning formula. That's not how Bill Proxmire won. That's not how Gaylord Nelson won. Pat Lucy, Herb Kohl, that's not how those guys won. He may not run. And what happens then? Après moi le déluge. That was a French king. The last one got beheaded, lost his head. He shouldn't have said some things. But in this case, what it is Johnson washes his hands, walks away. After me, the deluge, the flood. And in come a kind of a dog's breakfast of a Republican field. I can't imagine the various people coming in. Reince Priebus would immediately jump from governor to Senate. It's possible, you know, this Gallagher of Green Bay might do it. It's possible Sean Duffy might come back and do it. It's possible every one of them might come back and do it. And they'll go, not knowing what to do or how to do it. Now, on the Democratic side, we have three candidates so far announced. Three major candidates. We have Tom Nelson, Outagamie County Chair, announced in October. We have Alex Lazary, Vice President of the Bucks, instrumental in bringing the Democratic Convention to Milwaukee. It wasn't his fault that the pandemic prevented a lot of in-person stuff, but did a good job there. Sarah Godlewski, state treasurer, doing a good job as state treasurer, is sniffing around and apparently may do it. There are a lot of other names being mentioned. Mandela Barnes, although Tony Evers hopes he stays on the ticket as lieutenant governor. And I think there are one or two others, a medical doctor and an activist and, you know, some other people. So we will have a good candidate, and it's important to get behind that candidate. But I would not have said this 3 weeks, certainly not a month ago. And maybe Johnson will still run. Maybe he'll break his word. Maybe he'll take a poll that says his nostrils are barely above water. But you don't want to run for the Senate just because your nostrils are barely above water. You want to look like you can win. And when he is being greeted by universal contempt and derision, I think that's an unpleasant way to do it. That's an unpleasant way to do it. So stand by, you know, pick your candidate. But the truth is, the Republicans are going to have a hard time coming up with somebody and making a case for why that seat should stay in Republican hands. What has he done? His president was impeached twice. They lost the House in 2018. They lost the Senate in 2020. They vote against the pandemic relief. They got nothing. Going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. Back after the break.